I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. And we always get our shot at Tom Lydon and what he's thinking every Thursday on Money Life. And in fact, Tom was one of the interviews that we did even when I was away on vacation. But it's much better to be doing it within the confines of the whole show and getting you everything. And it's great to have him back and for me to be back and be able to do all this stuff. And let me tell you, if you don't get enough of Tom when he's here on the show, well, you should be going to ETFtrends.com. Tom is the editor of the site, which goes beyond just looking at ETFs and telling you what trends are running to give you everything you want to know about the ETF subject. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be back, Chuck, and welcome back yourself.
Yeah, it's good to be here, and I'm having fun. You know, it's one of those things you don't think you're going to miss it, but I actually love this job. And one of the things I like saying is our ETF of the week is
the Consumer Staples Select Sector Spider ETF, ticker XLP.
XLP, the XLP, the Consumer Staples Select Sector Spider ETF. And to borrow from Staples, the grocery store.
That was easy.
Well, not grocery store, office supply store. That was easy. But why is this the easy pick right now? Why is the XLP something that you actually are looking to at a time when, you know, unless things change dramatically and I missed it while I was away, I thought all the headlines had people sort of selling and moving away from things and worried about what the consumer's going to do next.
Well, that's it. There's a lot of worry that's going on right now, both in the market and outside of the market, Chuck. And, you know, as we think about the ETF of the week every week, it's got to be meaningful. And I think as you look at consumer staples, regardless of how people are feeling about the markets or the economy or even geopolitical risk or other global issues that are going on like Ebola, inevitably we have to take care of ourselves. And when you look at consumer staples, it's got everything to do with food, booze, toilet paper, tobacco, house items, things like that, that inevitably, whether you're going out on the town or staying home, you end up spending money on these things. And these companies, after the financial crisis, really did a great job of becoming more economically self-sufficient, more responsible. And many, through the success of the last 5 years and through the success of the economy, are flush with cash and are buying back their own stock. So when you look at the recent correction that we've had in the market, this sector barely moved. There was a small little bit of a correction, but now after things have come back a little bit, we're getting close to all-time highs again.
Getting close to all-time highs is an area where most folks would say don't want to be buying in at the top of the market. I'd rather buy in when things are on sale. Are you expecting that we can push things even higher, or it's just, hey, while everybody's nervous right now, since we've been at recent highs and the fundamentals are there to take us back to that level, you can just get a little bit of price break right now?
I think it's a little of both. But the big thing is, and the reason why we selected it is, where's an area that's going to be sustainable over an extended period of time? If we feel that from an economic standpoint, the U.S. is in pretty good shape, even though with global, you know, economic challenges that are going on, that we may be affected by that to some degree, we still are seeing a Fed that's going to plan on raising interest rates in 2015. They're not going to raise rates unless they feel strongly about the economy. And if you feel strongly about the economy and let the earnings speak for themselves, 80% of the S&P 500 either beat or met expectations in the last quarter, and they're well ahead of that so far this quarter as far as earnings are concerned. So if you're feeling good about the markets, but you're looking for a fairly safe equity position, not a high flyer like financial sector or technology, this is something that makes sense if you have cash on the sidelines and you're looking at this recent correction as maybe a buying opportunity. But with that being said, Chuck, look at the 200-day moving average. In the last year, this came down, touched its 200-day average twice, and then bounced off it and continues to stay above.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask as well. You know, you are buying something here that is above its 200-day moving average. You're okay doing that from a timing standpoint. Not that timing is a big factor in anything that you do, but you are looking at trends. You're okay sort of doing it, even though, you know, if we wind up seeing this go a little further down, it'll touch it again and then potentially have that bounce back. You know, you're not worried about perfect timing here?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think if you've been maintaining an asset allocation strategy, corrections are going to happen. You're feeling fine about it. If you have cash that's on the sidelines, but you're worried about buying in, here's a very simple strategy where you could put a 5% position or increase your overall equity allocation by 5% if you got cash on the sidelines into this allocation, and it's held up better than the rest of the market. And on a normal up day that we've seen over the last few weeks, this sector is actually performing better than others. So if you put money in, stick to the 200-day average. We're about 1% above the 200-day moving average. It gives you a nice little cushion, but keep an eye on that as well.
It's the ETF of the week. It's the Consumer Staples Select Sector Spider. It's ticker symbol XLP. And again, look at that 200-day moving average and use, as Tom was saying, we hate the term corrections. We'll use the downturn that we've seen as a good launching point to see whether or not this has a place in your portfolio. And if you want to learn more about what Tom thinks should be in your portfolio, well, check out ETF Trends, because Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. You can do it at ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, of course, is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next, it's the big interview as the Thursday edition of Money Life continues right after this message.